New thinking on NAFTA.
The president reassures our neighbors.
The Trump tax plan.
Who'll pay less and who'll pay more?
GOP hardliners and health care reform.
There's a new compromise that they support.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, during the presidential campaign, Donald Trump ridiculed the NAFTA trade agreement as an American job killer and promised to scrap it. Now that he's in the White House, an apparent change of heart. Live to CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
In the past week, highlighting disputes over dairy and lumber, the president has sharply criticized our northern neighbor for its trade practices and imposed a new duty on Canadian softwood.
NAFTA, whether it's Mexico or Canada, is a disaster for our country.
Yesterday, there was word he'd been planning an executive order to trigger America's pullout of the deal. But late last night, the White House says Mr. Trump spoke by phone with the leaders of Canada and Mexico and assured them he won't terminate NAFTA at this time. Today, he tweets, they called him, urged him not to kill the deal, and he agreed. But Mr. Trump says he wants to bring the 1993 deal up to date through a renegotiation. He'll ultimately need support in Congress for that. Steve?
The outlines of the Trump tax plan fit on a single sheet of paper. Los Angeles small business owner Steve McHugh has high hopes for the proposed corporate tax cut.
When you limit an employer's tax liability, they can increase everything around their business to make everybody more money, including their employees.
But the lack of detail and potential downsides worry economist William Klein.
There are serious doubts that the tax proposal will pay for itself.
Well, CBS's Peter King joins us live this morning with more.
Well, the big winners, Steve, include businesses whose tax rates would go from 35% to 15%. Big earners who pay nearly 40% would see their rates go down too. Estate taxes would disappear. And if you fill out your IRS form the old-fashioned way by hand, all of this would mean simpler forms, less work. On the downside, though, people who pay state income taxes would no longer be able to deduct them. And economists warn then a $6 trillion drop, in government revenue over a decade could mean massive government cuts or a huge increase for the national debt.
Republican leaders in Congress are planning a one-week extension to give more time to work on a budget deal. The chances of a government shutdown at tomorrow's deadline were reduced dramatically when the White House said it wouldn't insist on border wall money this time around. New life now to Republican efforts to overhaul health care, now that the Conservative Freedom Caucus, which opposed the last GOP effort, has backed a revised measure. CBS's Nancy Cordes says what they support may turn off some moderates.
A new amendment allowing states to eliminate some of Obamacare's patient protections, including one that prevents insurers from jacking up rates for people with pre-existing conditions. Those states would be given some funds to set up high-risk pools to help cover those who would no longer be able to afford insurance.
The Trump administration's opened an office that will focus on the victims of crimes committed by immigrants. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says for too long, victims have been left in the dark about the proceedings surrounding an immigrant suspect. President Trump made only a brief appearance as top military and intelligence officials briefed senators on North Korea. Arizona Republican John McCain tells CBS this morning many asked about the military option.
That option can't be taken off the table, but it has to be the absolute last option.
There are reports of gas shortages in North Korea, seen as evidence perhaps its main supplier, China, may be putting new pressure on the country. New policies out from United Airlines as it deals with the aftermath of a passenger being dragged off one of its planes. CBS's Don Daler.
One of the new guidelines prohibits passengers from having to give up their seat involuntarily unless safety or security is at risk. Customers willing to be switched off overbooked flights will be offered compensation up to $10,000.
United realized its policies, its technology, its training were all inadequate.
Airline industry analyst Henry Hardeveld says the most significant change is United's pledge to reduce overbooking.
That's really the crux of the problem here. People should be confident that they will have their reservation honored.
A Delta passenger on an Atlanta flight to Milwaukee was removed from the plane when he used the bathroom during a prolonged takeoff delay. Earlier, the crew had said no when he asked for permission. All passengers had to get off the plane, then reboard. A Pennsylvania jury has given the death penalty to a man who ambushed state troopers in 2014, killing one and wounding another. Lawyers for Eric Freen plan to appeal. There's a moratorium on the death penalty now in Pennsylvania. In Washington, a battle's taking shape over the Internet. Here's CBS's Pam Coulter.
The FCC is poised to unveil its plan for easing rules on internet service providers, which could spell an end to net neutrality and allow companies to set up fast and slow lanes for online businesses. FCC Chairman Ajit Pai.
Do we want the government to control the internet, or do we want to embrace the light-touch approach established by President Clinton in a Republican Congress in 1996?
Former FCC Commissioner Michael Kopp said Pai is kissing the ring of big money lobbyists who too often call the shots in the Trump administration.
Well, conservative author Ann Coulter says she's canceled her speech planned for tonight at Cal Berkeley over security concerns. Earlier, the school canceled it, then backed off. Coulter says she might still drop by to see supporters. Syria state media blaming Israel for a missile attack on a military post near the airport in Damascus. Israel hasn't confirmed it, but says it would act to stop any transfer of weapons in Syria to the Hezbollah group. A lot of buzz this morning about a scientific report that says a site in Southern California shows evidence of human-like behavior much earlier than first thought. CBS's Maria Villarreal.
The team believes the heavy femur bones could only be broken by a human using a two-handed tool, possibly to extract marrow for food. By replicating the breaking patterns and using state-of-the-art dating methods, the group concluded humans first reached the Americas over 130,000 years ago, not 15,000 years ago, as previous research has suggested.
Well, just ahead of graduation day, there's where three-quarters of employers plan to hire new workers with freshly minted college degrees. Jennifer Graz at CareerBuilder.com.
This is actually the best outlook that we've seen since 2007, and what this is really telling us is that, one, employers are targeting educated labor, and two, they're getting more aggressive in courting that educated labor.
Japan, known for its bullet trains, now offers a luxurious rail ride like no other. Lucy Kraft has more from Tokyo.
Japan's gold-colored luxury train has 10 cars, but carries just 34 passengers. Its two-floor, high-end suite resembles a traditional Japanese inn, complete with tatami mat floors and a cypress bath. Tickets for two, about
$12,500.
A spokesman for East Japan Railway says tickets were by lottery only, and we were pleased to sell out. Lucy Kraft, CBS News, Tokyo.
Well, NASA says it has picked up a signal now from the unmanned Cassini spacecraft. It took a risky but planned dive between Saturn and its rings to gather data. The plan calls for 21 more of these maneuvers as the spacecraft nears the end of its mission. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.